Brother John's Heavenly Home. I'm back in heaven and walking along beautiful countryside. The hills are rolling and the surroundings are peaceful and serene. I come to a very large white barn and roll back one of the double doors, poke my head inside. Much to my surprise, there are so many animals. Dogs, cats, horses, birds, cows, sheep, goats, and even rainbow-colored unicorns. And even more surprising, they could all talk. My eye went immediately to an adorable white calf. This little calf was the only animal who wasn't speaking. The cow next to me, which I assumed was his mother, said he can't speak, because he gave his gift of speech to a child on earth named Billy, who was born mute. Every earthly year, Jesus comes and asks if he would like the gift of speech back. And every time the little calf gave his gift away to a mute child on earth. When the rapture occurs and Jesus gathers all the little children on earth and takes them to himself, my calf will speak again. I had no idea that animals in heaven could give away their gifts to those of us on earth. I petted the calf, kissed him gently, and thanked him for his continual sacrifice. The white calf smiled and nodded his head. I continued walking through the barn and saw a silverback goat who was talking incessantly and figured her name must be Gabby. There were four majestic-looking white Arabian horses, and I was thinking, whoever lives here must love to ride these amazing horses, when Brother John came into the barn. He greeted me warmly, gave me a big hug, and said, "You are very welcome, sister. Want to see my workshop?" I nodded. We stepped out of the barn and connected to the barn. There was his workshop. It was incredible. With all its gadgets and gizmos, every kind of tool you can imagine, all laid out neatly and very organized. He slapped a half-round metallic helmet with glowing electrodes running through it on my head and said, "This may protect you, Elizabeth, from demon aliens." I looked at him as if he was nuts. And John said, "Nah, I'm just messing with you. I'm still working on the helmet," and promptly took it off me. I saw what looked like an R2-D2 robot. It was so cute. John grabbed a remote control and the robot started moving around the workshop. Its little mechanical arms could pick up heavy items, carry them around, and set them down wherever you wanted. Out shot from his side a serving tray with drinks and appetizers. The robot was just like a butler. I was thinking, Mother Claire could use one of these, and then remembered we have Brother Stephen, who does all that he is asked without complaint. He is fast approaching sainthood, way ahead of the rest of us. We were headed outside when John grabbed two of his other inventions. One was a plane about 4 feet in length with a wingspan of about 4.5 feet. He had a remote control for this invention as well. The plane took off, and when it got to 20 feet up, it turned into an exquisite white bird, with long, outstretched wings like an albatross, but the body of an eagle. It was fascinating to watch it fly. We walked towards the beach, and John had one more invention in his hand, which looked like a metal detector. Reading my thoughts, he said, "That's close, but I rigged it to detect precious gems and stones and other valuables." To demonstrate, when we hit the sand, he turned it on, and sweeping the device from side to side, it wasn't too long before we heard a ping. And when Brother turned it over, there was a beautiful pearl stuck to the bottom. John pulled it off and handed it to me. It was large, white, and glistening brightly. Very lovely. Over the bluff of the beach was a large circular home with glass walls on all sides. We headed towards the house, and I realized this must be Brother's home. He opened the door, and inside was decorated with furniture that gave off a warm and welcoming vibe. You instantly felt very much at home here. The 360-degree views were breathtaking. You could see mountains, forests, rolling hills, lush tropical gardens, crystal lakes, and the impressive, clear, turquoise blue ocean. This trip to Heart Dweller's Lane in heaven ended all too soon. But the Lord did say we could go back at any time. Think we'll take him up on that.